Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Adam Lesner. My Oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say that it's just not possible. There's a link in my bio at the bottom. 6 ways to get approved for a mortgage without providing tax returns. Check it out. Give it a thumbs up on YouTube after you watch the video. I'm just a loan officer looking to help you accomplish your homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. That's what I do. This is all I've done since 2008. Literally, ask my wife. I don't have hobbies. All I do is help people accomplish their homeownership goals, hopes, and dreams. My parents want to turn their Vegas primary residence into an Airbnb. They're investors. Roger that. I don't see why that would be an issue as long as we can show that they are buying a new primary residence. I think that should be fine. Julian's mom, DSCR rate, good credit, 730. Home has a lot of equity. What's the rate? For that scenario, I don't know what a lot of equity means, but let's say best case scenario, like 60% LTV, let's say perfect cash flow, 730 score, I'm gonna say high sixes, low sevens. That's gonna be a good ballpark for you, but I'm happy to price it out for you. So Joe, I wanna be a loan officer. Roger that. So first thing that you have to ask yourself is, are you willing to become obsessed with work, and are you willing to burn the ships and have failure not be an option? If the answer is yes, I think you should do it. If the answer is I'm not sure, I think you should 100% follow me on TikTok, press the plus button, follow me on TikTok, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, Mortgage by Adam. You'll learn more. If you watch all my content, you will speed up your learning process by 15 years. And I'm being just fucking real with you. Like, you'll learn more from my shit than you'll ever learn in any, even in your loan officer course that you have to take for to get your license. You don't learn anything about actually how to do a deal. All the licensing stuff is just legal bullshit just to weed out people that aren't serious, number one. But if you want to learn how to get deals done when other lenders say it's not possible, you want to follow and watch every single piece of content that I've ever put out, because it's just going to help you. So, how old are you? What do you do now? What's the lowest credit score for second time home buyer? Jets, are you referring to for investment property, or are you referring to second time home buyer like investment property? Investment property or primary, a new primary residence? Can DSCR be for 30 years? Yes, these are being done on 30 year fixed loans. How do they show they're buying another primary home? They need to be under contract. That's kind of a tricky scenario. I think underwriting is going to want to see that you are under contract. That's just my opinion. You might be okay with the letter of explanation. We could always submit it to underwriting and see what they say. But converting your primary residence into an investment property is absolutely a thing. That's how I started. I bought my first property at 20, got deployed to Iraq while I was in the Marine Corps, rented that puppy out. My wife moved back to Michigan, and it got built while I was gone. And that's how we got started. So that's how we bought our first property, and then got deployed again back to Iraq, and then we rented out the first house and bought another house. So that's how we got started, and it's a super, super popular way for people to dip their toes into investing. Sojo Black, for sure. Thanks for the follow. Chris, thanks for the follow. Tommy, thanks for the follow. Top Floor, thanks for the share. Appreciate you. That's new primary. If you're doing a new primary residence, you can get into the low mid sixes, depending on down payment. Even if your credit's not great, you can be into the sixes. If you're below 6, by the way, guys, I also do conventional FHA stuff. For FHA, I go as low as 500 credit score. So literally, when I say that my Oxygen is getting borrowers approved for a mortgage when other lenders say it's not possible, I mean it from the heart. That's what I do. I'm 23. I do commercial sales for Advance Auto. That's a good start. You gotta talk to people. You're learning how to ask for the business and move things forward. I think if you are feeling inclined to get into the mortgage world, I'm 1000% serious. Watch every single video that I put out. It's going to help you understand the shit that I deal with and how we get deals done. It's just going to help you. So I appreciate you. Happy to talk with you. That's 90K for down payment. Let's go. Jets, best thing that you can do, go to link in my bio, schedule a call. We have the company I'm with, Liberty Home Mortgage Corp, out of beautiful Independence, Ohio, is licensed in 46 states, so I'm pretty You guys chime in on the chat. Where are you guys at? And I'll let you know if we can help. 780 credit, 10% down, at 80K a year, what can I afford? JT, how much debt do you have? But at 80K a year, you guys, a rule of thumb, because YT Jackson's asking about what can he afford on a primary residence. I'm going to say we need to make sure your debt, your total debt, including the new mortgage with taxes and insurance, is going to be less than, let's say, less than $3,000 a month. So that's where we need to be at. We do business all over the country. I've been doing loans all over the country since 2008. So we know where you guys are at. I'll let you know if we can help. Sounds good, Sojo. What rates for investment property for high credit score, 25% down? I would say high sixes, low sevens. High sixes, low to mid sevens. Depends. It depends on not just that. Factors that determine interest rate for a DSCR loan are what's your credit score, loan to value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want to have a prepayment penalty. And if you're doing a DSCR loan, you should be fine with a prepayment penalty, because a DSCR loan is a long-term thing. It's not just a bridge loan. It's not a short-term temporary thing. A DSCR loan is a long-term fix. It's a 30-year fixed loan. So a 3-year prepayment penalty shouldn't really be a factor. That sounds good, Sojo. Appreciate you, brother. User 982, thanks for the follow. DC, we got you. New York, I can connect you with my partner who I've worked with for over 15 years. He got you in New York. So, yeah, we got Jets. IT Jackson, no debt. Roger that. Good to go. So we need to make sure that your mortgage payment's less than $3,000 a month. So, you know, I don't know. Let's say you want to buy a $350,000 home. You put 3.5% down. Let's say we're doing a 30-year. Let's say taxes are $5,000 a year. Let's say insurance is $1,000 a year. Payment's going to be right there. You might be able to buy a property for $350,000 depending on taxes and insurance. Wow, to make primary into rental. Yeah, you can convert your primary residence into a rental. How do you do it? You put a for rent sign out in the front yard. You put it on Facebook Marketplace and you let it ride. And guess what? You know what's cool about renting out a property? You get to be as picky as you want. You can pull credit on the tenants. You can ask them for pay stubs. You can ask them for bank statements. You can be as picky as you want to be. And I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to have high standards on who you're renting your house out to. Jets, look forward to speaking with you on Monday. By the way, when we get on the call, I pretty much get straight to the point. I'm not the guy that has really small talk in him. I'm not him. I just get straight to the point. What are you looking to accomplish? Alexis, minimum down payment 20%, minimum credit score 620. Can't be a first time home buyer. Minimum loan amount, I'm going to say $100,000. Yeah, top floor. We're talking no tax returns products. So let's run through them. No tax return loans are going to be DSCR loans for investment property, bank statement loans for business owners who've been self-employed for a couple of years. This is where a bank statement loan is where you're getting approved based on 12 to 24 months bank statements, not tax returns. So if you're a business owner, you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage because of your tax returns, then a bank statement loan is probably the single greatest solution that exists on the marketplace. Next one is a P&L loan. You can get approved based on a 12-month P&L, profit and loss statement. That's a good one. Another one is a CDFI loan. It's a community development financial institution loan. This is where you get approved just based on assets and credit. And the last one, I'm going to say asset depletion loans. This is where you're getting approved based on assets and credit. You're going to use your assets as income. So if you have, you know, let's say you have $900,000 in liquid assets, we would divide that by 60, and now we would use that as your income, which is $15,000 a month. So that's what we're doing. You don't have to have an LLC to do a DSCR loan. What ratio is required on 15% down? I'm going to say 1.25. I'm a loan officer. I've been doing mortgages since 2008 all over the country. I bought, sold, rented out properties all over the country since 2005. And this is all we do. So that's what we're doing, and we're talking it out. We're accomplishing goals in real world. We're writing and closing actual real deals in the real world as a result of these lives. And it's an honor and privilege to work with each and every one of you. And can this apply for commercial properties? I'm not a commercial guy. I'm a residential guy, typically 1 to 4 units. But go to the link in my bio. In there, you'll find a link for business and commercial funding. You might be able to get her done. Can you have a conventional loan on a rental and buy new primary with VA? Yes, absolutely. By the way, thank you for your service to our country. Semper Fidelis. I was in the Marine Corps from 04 to 08. I've had many VA loans. By the way, you can have more than one VA loan. You can use your VA loan benefit unlimited number of times as long as you have entitlement over. So love to work with you. Love to do VA loan for you. Do you recommend putting in an LLC? I'm really not like a advisor as far as that goes. I'm not really a tax advisor or anything like that. I'm just a mortgage guy. And what I can tell you is you don't need to have an LLC to get a DSCR loan. Sam, what's the name of your company? So the name of my company is I'm Adam Lesner. I'm a loan officer. That's my company. So I don't necessarily like lean on any brand other than Mortgage by Adam. That's me. I'm that guy. Google Mortgage by Adam. And the reason is because what matters the most when you're getting a mortgage is not necessarily the company, although I love the company that I'm with. So don't get me wrong. Liberty Home Mortgage is where I'm with and a great company, nothing but good things to say. There's very few loan officers that know how to write a DSCR loan. And that's just a fact. And it's fine. I'm not being hateful. Just like there's plenty of lenders that offer 203K loans, FHA 203K renovation loans. Like, that's a big thing. I've never written one. I've never done one. It's not my area of expertise. I'm okay with that. It's fine. So what the most important thing is the loan officer that you're working with, Sam. But the company that I'm with is Liberty Home Mortgage Corp out of beautiful Independence, Ohio. Let's go. Embrace the rain. If I just start a business and I have 6 months of reserves payment, would I be able to get a DSCR loan? Yeah. Length of time in business is irrelevant on a DSCR loan because the income piece of the approval is not based on your personal income. So like literally fill out the application. You're going to put NA for application. You're going to put NA for income. You're going to put $1 a month for income, NA for employer. Because the income piece of the mortgage approval is based on the rent on the property, not personal income. That means we're not getting tax returns, pay stubs, W-2s, or VOEs. We're going to get a 1007 rent schedule with the appraisal, which is going to tell us what the fair market rent is. That's how that works. CJ influences, if you had $70,000 in savings to buy, what would you do with it? I like four. If you can get a four unit, I like that idea. One transaction, four potential sources of cash flow. Guys, I'm in my ninth property right now, okay? I'm not huge, like, I don't have a huge portfolio of investments. My biggest regret, and you guys can learn from me and do better than me, my biggest regret is selling any of my properties. Currently, I just have my primary residence. I regret selling any of my properties. It was stupid. Are you kidding me right now? Dude, you guys do better than me. That's all. I'm just, do better than me, and I'll help you get there. Chops, how we doing? Good to see you. Chops 300 doors. Chops, big time investor. Let's have a little race. I'm going to try to get through these next 17 questions as fast as I can. By the time we get there, let's be at 4,000 likes, baby. Let's go. Here we go. Can you break down DSCR? Yes. DSCR loan is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where you get approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. Those likes are coming in. I see them coming in. So the way you calculate DSCR is you go rent divided by mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance. And HOA dues equals your DSCR. So let's run through an example. Let's say your rent is $2,800 a month. So $2,800 a month divided by your mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance and HOA dues of, let's say, $2,200 a month. You take $2,800 a month divided by $2,200 a month. That equals 1.27. So in that scenario, your DSCR is 1.27. This is fun, guys. We just got to 3,500 likes, and I literally have answered two questions. So this is a race. Let's try to get to 4K by the time I get to the bottom. But that's how DSCR breaks down. Yep, no, 620 score for sure. TJo, thanks for the lightning bolt. I appreciate the love. What are the advantages of borrowers getting short-term rental loan over a long-term rental loan? So you have to be an experienced investor if you want to get a short-term rental loan. The advantage, I mean, pricing goes, there's no difference in pricing. It's a DSCR loan. It's a DSCR loan. It's a DSCR loan. So short-term versus long-term is fine. It doesn't matter. But the advantage of putting it on Airbnb and VRBO is the potential for higher profits is way bigger. That's the advantage. More money. CJ, appreciate you. Got one unit, has a doorbell. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, doorbell. 4K, just like that. You guys, I appreciate you. I've answered three fucking questions because I go off on tangents a little bit, but it matters because the little details matter. Can you get a DSCR mortgage on an investment property? Yes. DSCR loans are only for investment properties. That's what they're for. It's literally, I mean, debt service coverage ratio. That means what's the rent divided by the mortgage payment, including taxes, insurance, and HOA dues. That's what it is. Debt service coverage ratio. And that only applies on rental properties. So yes, investment property only. 12%. Yeah, these I'm not seeing these at 12%. Rates on these vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. Would the ratio need to be approved? Guru Posh, how we doing? Yeah, the ratio has to be approved. So the part of the underwriting process when getting approved for a DSCR loan is to evaluate what fair market rent is, you know, that look when you compare that to the mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance and HOA dues. So yeah, the thing that you can do, guys, here's the number one reason that these deals fall through is people are overly optimistic on what the cash flow situation is going to look like. So how do you make sure that doesn't happen? Well, the way you make sure that doesn't happen to you is you do your market research. You make sure that you have a crystal clear understanding on what the fair market rent is. That's number one. What's the rent? What's realistic numbers? Don't freaking cross your fingers and hope that it's just going to be better for you. Like, just know what the market is, because the market is what the market is. You know what I'm saying? So, like, have your realtor pull comps from the MLS, or there's a tool, link in my bio, for deal check. You can do your market research there as well. The next thing is, talk to your loan officer on what the mortgage payment's going to be. Obviously, it matters, right? Next thing is, what are the taxes going to be when they get flipped to non-homestead based on the new purchase price? It's actually a big fucking deal. So since it is, you want to get with the title company and say, hey, title company, here's a property I'm buying. What are taxes going to be after this thing gets flipped to non-homestead with based on this purchase price? It matters. It's going to have a major impact on your cash flow. Last thing that you want to do is call your favorite insurance agent, whoever that may be, and say, hey, I'm buying an investment property. What's my insurance going to be? And I need rental loss coverage on it too. I need 6 months rental loss coverage. What's my insurance going to be? Now we have the four pieces of the puzzle. Now we can actually be real about what the cash flow is going to look like. And we can make a decision to make an offer on a property that we like with confidence, right? Because that's everything. Don't fucking cross your fingers and hope things are going to work out. Just do the numbers. It's just simple math, you know? Takes a little bit of research. It's no big deal. Harriet, what's DSCR? DSCR is service coverage ratio. This is where investors are getting approved for a mortgage based on the rent on the property, not personal income. What's ideal DSCR? 1.25. Can I get anything done with 10K? No. We at least 20% down. So if you're buying a $200,000 property, you're going to put 20% down, that's 40K, plus closing costs, escrows, and reserves. Debt service coverage ratio. So that's calculated by what's the rent divided by mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance, equals your DSCR. So if the rent is $2,900 a month, and the $2,900 a month rent, and the mortgage payment, including taxes and insurance, is $2,500 a month, you take $2,900 divided by $2,500, that equals 1.16. So in that scenario, your DSCR is 1.16. That's how that works. Daniel Boom, I'm not buying rentals. I'm not buying rentals right now. Where average APR for DSCR? Yeah, rates vary anywhere from high sixes to high nines, depending on credit score, loan-to-value ratio, property type, property cash flow, and whether or not you want a prepayment penalty. You have a DSCR lender who does 100% LTV, the bond. Nobody does 100% LTV on a true DSCR loan. You are referring to a hard loan, a rehab loan, where you're purchasing the property with intent to improve the value, and they will do 100% of they'll 100% of the renovation costs, agreed. But talking about a 30-year fixed DSCR loan, nobody's doing 100% LTV. That's all. It's fine. So I can't use this with an FHA loan. Correct, Alex. So with an FHA loan and DSCR loan are two different things. FHA loans for primary residence. This is a full doc loan where you're providing pay stubs, W-2s, all that stuff. DSCR loan, different thing. That's for investment property. So DSCR, investment, FHA, primary residence. Now, that being said, you can buy a 2-4 unit property with an FHA loan with 3.5% down. Again, you can buy a 4-unit property, live in one of the units, rent out the other three, and you can do 3.5% down. It's a beautiful thing. But it's not going to be done based on DSCR. It's going to be based on full doc loan with FHA. Age limit, I want to say you got to be 18. They don't use higher rents to qualify you for SCR than the qualifier we're investors. They're going to use rents from the AirDNA rentalizer. So that's how it's going to be calculated. Self-dealing is a term that I am not familiar with. So Chops, I invite you to bring your wisdom. By the way, guys, Chops has 300 doors, super experienced investor. So Chops, can you elaborate? What is self-dealing? Feel free to break it down for us. Got a house for 100K put in, 30K for rehab, ARV 195. Can I refi into DSCR from hard money? Yes, great question. I'm gonna read that again. One monk said, got a house for 100K, put in 35K for rehab, ARV is 195K. Can I refinance into DSCR from a hard money loan? Yes, absolutely. Once you've owned the property for 6 months, we could do a cash out refinance up to 75% LTV, 75% loan to value. Guru Posh, want to downsize, but I want to use the house I live in now as a rental and move to a condo. Yeah, you can do that. I don't see a problem with that. As long as you qualify for the purchase of the condo, yeah. The purchase of the condo is going to be a full doc loan. It's not going to be a DSCR loan. But I would say, you know, maybe if you're able, I would say buy the condo first. Let's get you into the condo. I can help with primary residence too, guys. I do primary and investment. Let's get you into the condo first. And then once you're in, let's do a DSCR refinance if you want to pull some cash out or something like that. Interest rate, down payment needed, 20%. 100% DSCR loans available in portfolio scenario with LTV of 50%. Well, if it's 50%, then it's 50%. It's not 100%. So I'm trying to understand what you mean there. So 100% DSCR loans available in portfolio scenario with LTV. Yes, if it's a portfolio and you're doing cross-collateralization with different properties, yeah, I get what you're saying. I do. I get what you're saying there, Chops. KP, 20% down for DSCR, 680 credit, yes. Barbara, is there tax fees at the time purchasing a house? Yes. You have closing costs, you have origination, you have underwriting, you have title fees, you have escrows for taxes and insurance. Depending on what state you're in, you're going to have tax stamps or transfers tax. Yep, definitely a cost to do business. One month, self-dealing example, leasing the subject property to yourself to inflate loan dynamics. I would say that is something that I would not recommend doing. There's going to be documents that you're going to sign when you get a DSCR loan that specifically says you are not going to be occupying the property. So you couldn't rent it to yourself. There may be lenders out there that'll allow that. I don't know of them. I'm not saying it's impossible. Jay, what's a DSCR mortgage? How we doing, buddy? A DSCR mortgage is a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where real estate investors are getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. So the income piece of the mortgage approval is based on the rent on the property, not your personal income. So that means you're not providing tax returns, pay subs, W-2s, VOEs, nothing like that. So the bare minimum requirements are going to be 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, can't be a first-time home buyer, minimum loan amount 100K. Top floor, let's go. Looking forward to it. Guys, top floor is going in and schedule a call. Best thing that you can do. So, Exo Fevitz, home value 360K, loan amount 271. Could I use equity to purchase second home? Nah, not enough equity. We're at 75 LTV. Mm-mm, not enough equity. Do that right? 271 divided by 360, 75%. Can't do it. Not enough equity. You might be able to find, you know what you could do, Exo? You might be able to find a lender that will do a HELOC or a home equity line of credit up to 90% CLTV. That might be an option. So I would Google home equity line of credit in your state. Talk to a few lenders. See if you have. See if you can find somebody that'll go up to 90% LTV or CLTV. That might work. Sammy, how we doing? Can you DSCR if you have no other rentals or property management experience? Yes, but you can't be a first-time home buyer. So you have to own your current residence right now. If you don't have any rentals, then you do, you just can't be a first time home buyer, and you have to own a property within the last 3 years for 12 months. Sons of Ray, appreciate you. Good. I'm glad some stuff is ringing a bell. I'm glad this is helpful for you. That gives me the motivation to stay on and keep going, buddy. I appreciate you. Yeah, Chops. Understood. I would not recommend that because you're declaring on multiple disclosures that you're not going to be renting it out yourself. or you're not going to be occupying the property. So to fudge the documents based on rents on a business that you own, I don't know. I'm not sure what the advantage would be to do that. Let's say it was legal. I'm not sure what the advantage would be to you, you know? Robert, yes. Minimum loan amount, 100K. If you need it below, I got something for you. asimplefund.com will do it lower. Hydrina, one question. If I have a new FICO non-existent score, how would I be able to get a 60% LTV? If you don't have a credit score, we can't do it. We need you to have credit established. How long have you been doing this for? Do you do California? I've been doing mortgages since 2008 all over the country. And yes, we got you in Cali. Gotcha. Primary, we're so good on that. Okay, cool. Yeah, you get primary. So yeah, if you had a primary, that's fine. You can be a first-time investor. What's a percentage to put down to not use a FICO? There is no percentage down that you can use to not use a FICO. Fish bait. I just purchased a home 2 years ago. Can I still qualify? Yeah, that's fine. Do you still own that property, fish bait? Do we have something that doesn't require 400 square foot per unit? No, I think my minimum 600 square foot, I want to say. I think condo, I think I can go to 500 square foot, but below 400 square foot, I can't do. Irby, sorry. Thanks for asking. You know, doesn't hurt to ask. Try asimplefund.com. Come out. Go to their website. Put in an inquiry. See if they can do it. They might be able to. Three condos at the beach. Elvis, how we doing? What do you need for pre-approval on a DSCR? Yeah, best thing you can do, Elvis, if you're looking to get a pre-approval for a DSCR loan, the single greatest thing that you can do is go to the link in my bio. If you're asking what the requirements are, the bare bones basic requirements on a DSCR loan are minimum 620 credit score, minimum 20% down, cannot be a first-time home buyer, minimum loan amount, 100K, or CHOPS, any legitimate credit scrubbing company can wipe history and deliver 700 score in 90 days. CHOPS, if you have a legit credit scrubbing company that you recommend, I invite you to put that in the chat so people can hold on to that and know, and then I'll pin it. Alan, can you be first-time home investor but homeowner, so not first purchase? Yes, Alan. Yep, you can be a first-time investor. Yep, just can't be a first-time home buyer. You can do so if you're building multifamily and own the land. Will they do that? It's funny. A lot of people. Texas 31 at 12. No, that's not good. If you're building multifamily, yeah. No, so you need a DSCR loan. If you're building a property, you need a construction loan, not a DSCR loan. A DSCR loan is a long-term 30-year fixed loan. A construction loan is a 6 to 24 month type of loan. So you're going to need a ground-up type of loan, ground-up construction type of loan. That's how that works. And then once you're done, everything's done, you have a certificate of occupancy, then you refinance into a long-term 30-year fixed DSCR loan. Maria, thanks for the follow. I appreciate you. Thank you so much, guys. Been getting paid under the table, but have 60K in savings, and my credit is 810. Could that work? Are you asking, could that work on an investment property or primary residence? Have you owned any property in the last 3 years? So if I just pay cash for the construction, I would have to wait 6 months for DSCR. No, you wouldn't have to wait 6 months. No, you wouldn't have to wait 6 months in that case. Once you have the CFO, let's go. Let's roll. Yeah. Anna, how are you? We're talking DSCR loans. It's a debt service coverage ratio loan. This is where you're getting approved based on property cash flow, not personal income. I'm going to talk about bank statement loans for a minute. So a bank statement loan is for self-employed borrowers looking to get approved without providing tax returns. So with a bank statement loan, you got to be self-employed for a couple years. You're going to provide 12 to 24 months bank statements, and you're not providing tax returns. So we're going to look at what your income looks like over the last 12 to 24 months. We can use a personal or a business account. It depends on the situation. So if you've been told that you don't qualify for a mortgage because of your tax returns, bank statement loan is probably going to be a great way to go for primary residents. If you're doing it on investment property, then a DSCR loan is absolutely the way to go. Big correct. Rental comps are used upon completion of new builds to assess. That is correct. Yeah, buddy. Really appreciate your time. Thanks for hanging out. Before you go, make sure you follow, and we definitely will see you next time. Go to YouTube, Mortgage by Adam on YouTube. Subscribe there. I appreciate you. We'll see you next time, guys. Thank you so much. Semper Fidelis.